Do you sell products on Etsy or Shopify and you're ready to turn things around and double your sales this year? On this episode, I speak with Profitable SEO Accelerator member and client, Shelly Peterson. She owns an Etsy shop called Voodoo Gypsy Beach, where she sells beautiful, bold resin earrings. She shares how she was able to double her sales in the first 90 days being inside the Profitable SEO Accelerator. So keep on listening. Hey you, your next level of expansion is here. And you're not gonna accomplish it through hustle and grind. Oh no, not you. You allow ease and flow to come through you so that you can manifest the business of your dreams. Welcome to the Aligned Businesswoman Podcast, where you get to be in flow and allow your strategic CEO to meet your inner goddess. This is the podcast for female entrepreneurs who want to strengthen their intuition muscle while applying simple and practical business growth strategies to accelerate. We'll combine energetics and strategy along with human design and your gene keys to optimize your business performance and results. Hey there, beautiful community of the Aligned Businesswoman. Vanessa here, and I have a special treat for you because I have one of the members of the Profitable CEO Accelerator here with me, and we're going to talk about her business. So this is a member spotlight. I'm so excited to introduce you to Miss Shelly Peterson of the Voodoo Gypsy Beach Earrings. Thank you so much for being here. I just absolutely love your earrings, obviously, because I have a pair right here. Anytime I go live now, I had to have a pair of your earrings.
I've noticed.
Yeah, I love it. You know, where I used to always have to wear my eyelashes, I feel like I can redirect it to my earrings because I'm trying to grow back my eyelashes. You know, when you do like the fake eyelashes, it kind of like makes them whatever. So thank you for saving eyelashes. Your earrings are saving. So welcome, Shelly. Thank you for being here. I'm excited that I get to introduce you to everyone else, because I know that people have seen you inside the Facebook group, but maybe they really don't know who is Shelly and what is her business about. So can you tell us about you and your business, please?
So I've made jewelry for pretty much my entire life. When I was a kid, my parents couldn't really afford to buy me the latest stuff. So I would scrounge through stuff that was given to me by my grandparents or whatever, and I would rework them and make my own stuff. And as I got a little older, even when I was in college, I would buy like these little Christmas bows and glue earring backs on them and sell them for $1 a pair. And one year I actually made over $100 that way, which to a broke college student was a lot of money. And then, you know, life just kind of got in the way and I kind of put it to the wayside. And about 13 years ago, I started making jewelry again. I was doing bracelets, earrings, necklaces. I didn't really have a focus. I was just kind of making what I wanted. It was more of a hobby. And the last couple of years, I started getting involved in making resin pieces with glitter and resin. And I just have completely become obsessed with it. So last year, the beginning of last year, I decided to start putting them in my Etsy shop. And they were flying out of my shop. And I was like, what is happening? And so I could see the ebb and flow of like Mardi Gras, and then it would go down. And then, you know, Valentine's Day or what comes after that. There was kind of a lull during the summer, but then when the holidays picked up, like this time of year last year, I started getting involved in doing like football teams or local team sports, that type of thing. And again, my sales just like started going through the roof. And I was like, I may be onto something here.
Yeah.
I love it. So this year it picked up a lot with the Taylor Swift stuff. I started putting some pastel colors in there that matched her album cover. And that's when I really started thinking, okay, maybe I need to start looking at this a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was keeping me afloat for the time being, but what's going to happen when that's over?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to try to be more consistent with that.
Yeah. So when you started your business, would you say that, you know, you had the entrepreneurial skills, or was it just more you were heavily relying on your talent?
Mostly my talent. I do think I have that gene because my dad was always trying to come up with some way to make money on the side. And I've always had that too. Almost every craft that I've gotten into, I've been like, I make so much of it that I can't possibly use it all for myself. So I gotta figure out a way to sell this. And so I feel like I have that in me, but trying to get it focused to where it really benefits me is where I had a little trouble.
And so tell us, why did you decide to join the Profitable CEO Accelerator? Because you've been in there since, I think, the end of May, don't you? Mm-hmm.
Well, I was working a full-time job, making a lot of money, but I absolutely hated it. I was bored out of my mind. And I was thinking, I've got to find a way to make this shop my full-time gig because this is what I want to do. The other stuff, you know, yeah, it stimulates my brain and everything, but I was really unhappy. And so I decided to join you to try to, let's see if she can help me get a little more organized or, you know, see what we can do with it. And so I just went ahead and bit the bullet and did it.
Awesome. I've been having fun, just like getting to know you and your business and earrings and being in your space and, you know, your community and the Facebook group that you have. And I love your emails, by the way. Oh my gosh, that they're just so amazing. Like, they're storytelling. And I can see that you're evolving as a marketer, just, you know, really bringing in that personal touch in your business, because as small business owners, you know, we don't have the deep pockets like bigger brands have to increase sales and things. So we really got to show them that, hey, we're people too. We care about our business and we love your support. So I really do love the things that you're doing inside both your group and your email, you know, on your email list. So tell me, what has been one of your biggest aha moments since joining the accelerator?
The biggest thing was realizing exactly how much it was costing me to make my earrings. When, especially my husband, he's always asking me, you know, what's the gross, I mean, your net on those earrings? I'd be like, oh, they're, you know, it doesn't cost me anything to make those. And when I actually got your money, what's it called? The money tracker. And I started putting down all my expenses. I was like, whoa. And especially because I had a full-time job at the time, I had some expendable income that I could just buy whatever I needed and didn't even think about it. And so when I started getting all that down on paper, I was like, I need to look at my expenses a lot more closely than I am if I'm going to make this my full-time thing.
Yeah.
And so that was probably the biggest aha moment for me.
It gets really sneaky and how things can just kind of slip through the cracks and... when we look at those things, we're like, oh, wait a minute, then we can make savvier moves with our money that is going to grow and scale our business. Has anything changed in your sales and marketing strategy or process?
Well, for one, I finally did the email marketing. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for helping me with that. That was tough to get going, but now that I've got it set up, it's really not that difficult. That's one thing. I'm a little more strategic about the things that I purchase because I like putting new stuff out there and everybody loves seeing new earrings. And of course the creative side of me is constantly wanting to come up with something new, but I have really scaled back the number of things that I'm just like, oh, add to cart. And so I look a lot more at the things that I'm buying for my earrings.
Yeah, it's awesome. And then I really do like that I call you the FOMO queen because you're really good at, you know, I will share something with you and you just like take action on it. And that was just something that I feel like I said something and you just kind of like made it your own. I was like, you know what I mean? Like you just kind of like saw that and you're like, ooh, the FOMO part. And like, I didn't even say FOMO part, but you really have, to me, like your marketing is just like, oh, wow. Like it gets me excited. And as a marketer that knows these sales psychology things and all the subconscious part of it, I even get like really excited about all of that. So is there anything that may have felt scary before besides like the email marketing that you're like, oh my gosh, I love this now. This is like a thing that I'm really leaning into for my sales and marketing.
I don't think there's been anything too scary. I do I know we talked about with email marketing, I told you that I was worried about people getting sick of me. Uh-huh. It doesn't seem to be happening. My email list is growing every day. So that was probably the most that was a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's going pretty well.
And do you feel that you have reduced anxiety or stress? Because I noticed that you have like a process, like you have your own system now for posting inside your Facebook group, like a, you know, like a routine, if you will, for like the Five Star Friday. How does that make you feel as far as like your energy or your mental state? Does it kind of clear things up or?
Yeah, it definitely, I don't, like right now I'm scheduling stuff. Like the Five Star Friday, I have that scheduled out for like 6 weeks at a time. And when I get to the last one, I'll go back on there and go, okay, time to schedule another 6 weeks. And I don't feel like I'm like behind the eight ball. Like, mm-hmm. crap, I haven't posted in like 4 days. I need to get something on there. So I have gotten a lot better about being consistent with that and getting things scheduled ahead of time. So I don't feel that way.
That's good. Yeah. And then you have some really awesome things coming up. Because now you launched an affiliate program.
Yes.
And then now I know that you've done this before where you've done like different themes and stuff, but is that a little bit more strategic as far as like doing kind of like a launch type of thing for a big reveal for your new earring lines?
So you definitely. Before I didn't bother with any of that. I just, when I got them made and pictures taken, I posted them. This time, like with my fall stuff, 2 weeks ago, we did a pre-sale and anybody that bought for the pre-sale got a free pair of earrings. And then I took them down. And so they were not available. And today they actually launched the full fall and Halloween line launched today. And there's a few new ones on there and a few more to come. But before, like I said, I would have just like, as soon as I got ready, I would just put it on there. Yeah. And now I feel like I'm able to build a little excitement for that so that when people, as soon as they're up there, they're buying.
Yeah, because you had that fire sale or whatever you wanted to call it, that flash sale, the 24-hour sale. Like I saw people really excited about that. I think I bought a few pair too. I was like, oh my gosh, I want to get some. I was going to wear my boots. Yeah. And so these are from her line and I love them so much.
And this is from the fall line, which this one.
Oh, I need to get some of those. Yeah. And you know what I love about your earrings is that they're big, but they're not heavy. They're super light. And so I don't feel like I'm dragging down my ear or anything like that. And they always make a statement. And I don't know if you noticed that when I did some branding photos, I have your earrings there. So basically all my marketing now is going to have your earrings. And then you still have the football line too.
College and high school. So I live in League City and I have gotten all the League City teams, Texas City, Dickinson, Galveston, Pearland, where else? Santa Fe. I have team sports earrings for all of those. And I also have a few keychains. Those are starting to come in my shop. And then pro, college, pretty much anything you can think of is there. If you don't see something in my shop, that means I don't have a mold for it, but I do custom stuff too. And I have several Mardi Gras crews that I have done that for. There's something for everybody in there.
Yeah. And I love that when I went and looked at all of your reviews, everyone was just talking about how they just love how they felt and they love like the attention they got. People were like complimenting them on the earrings. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, when I wore my Astros once to the game, a lot of people were complimenting me. I'm like, yes, thank you. So, before we wrap up, if someone were thinking about joining the accelerator, and maybe they're like, I don't know if I can do this, or I don't have the time, or maybe the money. Like, what would you tell them about joining and what they should expect?
Well, for one thing, something else that happened to me along the way in working with you is that I lost my job. And, mm-hmm. you know, when you lose a big money job like that, a lot of stuff's going to have to be cut back. And I told my husband, I was like, two things that I want to keep is my Pilates membership and my membership with Vanessa, because my sales and income have more than doubled since I started working with you.
Oh my gosh, it's awesome.
And I expect it to just continue to increase. You've helped me get more organized. And even though there's sometimes I'll get off the phone with you and I'm like, I still don't know what to do. But then I'll sit there and go, no, you do know what to do. Pull out the stuff that she's given you and start working through it. And if you just do that work, it really doesn't take that long. You can take an hour, work on some of it, come back later, work on it. And it works.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have never done that email thing on my own. And if you hadn't, you know, persuaded me to, you know, we need to do this. This is important. I still wouldn't be doing it. And so, I mean, I have benefited a lot from being in your group.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes we think like, oh, I don't know if I could do this. And then I feel like I'm pretty accessible to you ladies.
Oh, very, very.
When you have questions and like, I get excited because I know it's not my business, but I see the bigger picture and I just want to see y'all thrive. And so that's why I love, and as a generator, ask me questions because I love that. You know, I love to strategize and that's what I'm best at. And I'm really excited to see your growth because, you know, you put a goal out there and today you told me I'm tracking for that goal, which is pretty damn amazing. Yep. You know, and so I love that the action that you take and I'm really excited to see your continued success. And I'm glad that I've been able to be a part of that. So thank you so much for sharing your story and just telling me that too, because you know, sometimes I don't know these things. So thank you. I appreciate you, Shelley. And so you guys, if you are thinking about joining the accelerator, this is the time to do it. And you want to be able to get right to it with me, especially since you get your own personalized 90-minute, 90-day strategy so that we can set up your next 90 days to make sure that you hit the ground running. Because that's what I did with Shelley. And it was a lot of work, but you know, like she said, like once you do that, it actually sets you up for success because you're building the foundation and you're making things a lot easier because now that you have all your things set up, you're doing less work, right? It's just kind of like the maintaining of it. Would you agree?
Yeah.
So, all right. Thank you so much. And we'll catch you later inside the group. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Aligned Businesswoman podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Ann Miller, and I'm so excited to share some good news with you. Head over to the show notes so you can grab your free gift and make sure to leave a review and join me inside the Aligned Businesswoman Facebook group. Until next week, bye-bye, my love.